Welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio. All right, here's a question for you. What do you do? Typical answer is, I'm a chiropractor. Guess what your grade is? Fail? Wrong? Chiropractic is how you do what you do. It is not what you do. We all know the definition of chiropractic, right? Say it with me. Chiropractic is a science and art of detecting and removing subluxations from the body. What do? We remove subluxations. How do we do it? Through chiropractic. You all know the definition of subluxation, right? All together now, a subluxation is... Yes, and there's our problem. We know what a subluxation is, we just don't know how to communicate it clearly and cohesively as a profession. So let's turn the page a little bit and talk about patient expectations. What do they want? And more importantly, what would they like for me to do with it? Number one, pain. They want me to get rid of it. Can do. Health. They want me to improve it. Can do. Fitness. They want me to expand it. Done. Wellness. They want me to optimize. Yep, right there too. Prevention. They want me to prevent dis-ease. Can do that too. Sports. They want me to do fill in the blank better. Easy peasy. Now that we have that out of the way, what do you do? Well, I help golfers swing more freely so that they are less prone to injury. I help people suffering from shoulder pain get out of that pain, then strengthen and improve their shoulder's function. I help pregnant moms deal with the change in mechanics due to their growing baby. I encourage healthy lifestyle changes by coaching and teaching proper fitness techniques to the community. I educate a large group of professionals on how to get healthy, stay healthy, and prevent disease in their lives. In a nutshell, I'm a chiropractor. But they don't understand that. Yet. Thanks for listening. It's my thought of the day. This is Dr. Hoskins on Rockstar Chiropractic Radio.
Well, welcome to Rockstar Chiropractic Radio Show, Episode 1. This is Dwayne.
And this is Julie.
Hoskins. We're going to do Episode 1 just a little differently. This is our first time doing this. So we are just going to rock it here and just talk to each other about what chiropractic means to us. Got some stock questions we're going to ask each other. And then we're going to go forward. Any problems with that? Didn't think so. So, Julie. Julie, how are you associated with chiropractic?
I married a chiropractor, and I walk because of one.
Can you explain that a little bit? That walking because of one?
For as long as I can remember, I have had leg aches and pains, and medical doctors were absolutely no help. A couple of them told me that I was faking, and because they didn't know what to do.
And this was in grade school, junior high?
Yes.
High school?
No.
No? Why not high school?
When I was 13, they got very, very frequent, almost nightly. And one day my father had had enough and he carried me into a chiropractor. And I walked out of the chiropractor's office with no pain for the first time in a very, very, very long time.
So a one visit wonder.
Well, yeah, but they came back and we went back to the chiropractor and chiropractic takes care of it.
Excellent, excellent. So, that's a little bit of your background with chiropractic. You know, this is part of the Rockstar Chiropractic Project.
Yes.
So, what's your relationship with that?
I'm not real sure at this point in time. I'm married to somebody. Well, okay. I sleep with one of the guys on the project. How's that sound?
And we'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it right there. You're actually, I mean, obviously you're my wife. It's the first interview. So, you've actually been in chiropractic longer than I have.
Yes.
And how did that work out?
I'm still walking.
Excellent. So you're seeing the benefits from regular chiropractic care then?
Oh, without a doubt.
Cool. And actually, the story to be told is you're the one that pretty much told me that if I didn't become a chiropractor, you wouldn't marry me.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
You were going to be a medical doctor, and I said, you know, I think we need to stop dating because it's not going to work if you're going to be a medical doctor.
And there were some other reasons too, but that was the major motivating factor because I was on the road to become an emergency room doctor, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's where I was headed, and my wife, my future wife at the time, said, not going to work, and I'm like, okay, I need to reevaluate, and then doing some more due diligence, obviously, I made the right choice as I look back on my life now. what does chiropractic mean to you? I know what it's done for you based upon your story and, you know, living with you for the last number of years.
You can say how many.
I think rather not.
Oh, don't want to date you, huh?
No, okay. There you go. So how would you explain what we do as a profession to somebody who doesn't know?
Chiropractic helps me maintain health.
Okay.
It helps me maintain a fairly pain-free lifestyle.
Okay.
I'm not real sure how else to answer that. Chiropractors, for the most part that I've met, 97% of them have been sincere and caring.
Do you have any idea what principled chiropractic would mean to you?
Chiropractic's main objective is to keep you healthy.
Okay. So, if you had a dream for chiropractic, for the profession, what would it be?
That I would have it free the rest of my lifetime.
Well, you do have it free.
Oh, we'll see. Dream met. Easy.
All right. What's the...
I would love to see chiropractors in the general negative media and in the government thinking, which makes me shudder. But I would like to see chiropractors thought of as something other than negative.
Very good. Very good. What's the number one thing that you want people to know about me?
About you?
As a chiropractor.
Oh, okay.
The other stuff off the table. We're talking chiropractic here.
He's a big cuddly teddy bear.
Well, that works.
Okay. And he has...
No, don't go there. Don't go there. Massive bicep.
Well, I was going to say magic hands.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I can handle that in the right context.
Well, okay. When my shoulders are sore, you don't even have to feel to know exactly where it is. You hone in on it right away, and your thumb goes right to that very, very sore spot and just, you know, makes it all the more sore for a temporary period of time.
Good, and then you sleep really, really, really
and
well.
And then I sleep really well.
Very good. So I know we did this as a test for the equipment and also to kind of introduce people to you because you're going to be part of the radio shows and also part of the other things we do.
Which means people should run about now, right?
Well, yeah, they might want to. But what would be your goal for people listening to this show out of the interview we just did?
To listen again. Just because this may not be something that you're inclined to, I enjoy, maybe we will have someone else that would be of a better benefit.
Right, just like Pastor says from the pulpit, if you don't like this one, hang around, because we're going to offend you again anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, this is Dwayne.
And this is Julie.
Hoskins, and this is Rockstar Chiropractic Radio. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.